Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 through 7. Today we're reading Matthew 7, 9 through 11, and I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still, and allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? And as bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better? If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? And as bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better? As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or a feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So, don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better? in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, he wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better? As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that we can trust in you and depend on you as children trust in and depend on their parents. As we go about our day today, may our eyes be opened to the evidence all around us of your great love and care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.